You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
News for nerds action for you. China landed a rover on the moon. They're the first country to do it since the United States. And they're going to be kind of studying climate and stuff like that.
All right.
Climate. I saw that in the story. I was like, climate. Okay. They sent back photos this week, though. And, you know, with China, we don't know what we're going to get from them. We don't know if it's
real
and what's not real.
A little
with
grainy.
China. Yeah. I was reading an interesting story about how we constantly do like a census and we know how many human beings are on the planet. But somebody put together the first ever, like, I guess you could call it a census of birds. So now we know not only how many human beings are on planet Earth, we know how many birds are on planet Earth. And it turns out, it's 50 billion of them.
I thought it was right around that range.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we need this information?
I don't know. Do you need it?
Somebody was bored during the pandemic?
Good to know, I guess. In one way, it helps us keep track of the ones that are maybe endangered.
Mm.
Like some of them, they pointed out, some of these species have fewer than 100 left in the whole world.
Not good.
That's not good. Speaking of birds, I saved this story for last because I have been kind of having a gentle back and forth conversation with my wife who wants to get chickens.
Yuck.
Now, the lady that we bought the house from had a chicken coop in the back. And we had her take that out when she moved out. She dismantled that.
Mm-hmm.
But the entire time, Gretchen's been like, but I kind of want chicken. She goes, think of all the fresh eggs. Think of this.
Yeah, eggs are cheap.
That's exactly what I told her. The CDC is looking into an outbreak of salmonella infections linked to backyard chickens.
There you go. I told you many times they're filthy. They're disgusting.
And Jeremy, I'm going to take the story and I'm going to text it to her. I'm going to email
Thank
it to
you.
Her. I'm going to bring
That's
it up
gross.
Over dinner.
Chickens
I'll bring
gross.
It up over breakfast tomorrow.
Bring it up over a chicken dinner, too.
Yeah. 163 people have officially been infected across 43 states. But the CDC says we think that number is actually much higher. Lab data shows that contact with backyard poultry is what's making these people sick.
Mm-hmm. All that hay and stuff out there that they're going in and it stinks and... Blech.
CDC says that poultry like chicken and ducks can carry salmonella germs even if they look healthy and clean.
Wash your chickens, people.
They never look healthy and clean to me, but if they do...
They always look confused.
That's no...
They never look like they know where they're going. They're just wandering around. Bopping their little head.
Every time you and I talk about this on the show, we get messages from people. They say, I've got chickens.
They're great. They're clean. They smell fine. Hey, no rats,
look,
no mice.
It's not for me.
Yeah. And again, I had a neighbor that had them directly behind me. And when the wind would hit just right and blow up onto our patio, you could smell the chickens.
Look.
Yet another reason we moved.
Nobody loves a good omelet more than I do. But I'd rather somebody else take care of that little nasty
True
bit
dad.
Of business.
Give me a carton of Eggland's Best, huh?
Yeah, right.
Clean eggs.
Yeah, shout out to Jerry and
Shout
Eggland.
Out to Jerry.
What else is trending?
If you want to see some pretty cool pictures of Angelina Jolie, check out her Instagram feed. I guess yesterday was World Bee Day to raise awareness over the importance of bees, which, yes, they are very, very important.
Gretchen wants us to get beehives,
I'm on
too.
Board with that, dude. We need bees.
They
that
are
would
all,
be a cool hobby.
They are all around our house. People have them
Please
all
do
over
that.
The place.
If I had a big swath of land, I would do bees and have the little outfit and the little little steam gun.
I wouldn't be surprised if in the next year we do that.
That would be sweet. Talk about, I mean, fresh honey is way better than... fresh eggs, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
When I go for walks, I have to walk past where this one guy has got three or four of them, you know?
Yes.
And occasionally I'll be walking by as he's out there working on them.
Oh,
and
cool.
He's got his little hat thing on.
Yes.
He's got it opened up and he's just calmly standing there doing stuff inside.
Checking
on
his bees, saving the planet.
Yeah.
It's cool stuff. Well, speaking of the bees and Angelina, her pictures online are really cool. They covered her in bees. And the shots are just really phenomenal. In order to get these shots, she had to sit still for about 20 minutes or so. She couldn't shower for 3 days prior, and she had to rub pheromones all over herself. Sounds like me before I go on a date.
What happens if you shower? Does it?
I don't know. I guess she needed like a natural essence, maybe no soap, no perfume, something like that. And then they rubbed her with the bee pheromones. But I guess
she was with Brad Pitt for years. Didn't she learn how to go without showering from him?
He just looks stinky. I guess during the shoot, one of the bees ended up going like up under her dress. And she says in this thing, she's like, I kept feeling it on my knee and then on my leg. And then I thought, oh, this is the worst place to get stung. It's getting really close.
Oh.
But luckily, the bee was a gentleman, Dom, and didn't make his way all the way up. But having to sit still there with a bee crawling up your thigh, not a good feeling, I would imagine.
This is a gentleman bee. He doesn't sting and tell.
Right, right. Funny. Check this out. Steak. Let's talk steak, Dom. New study found half of us judge people who don't like their steak cooked the way we like it cooked.
Mm-hmm.
And 53% of us claim that they dump somebody over how they like their steak.
Well, that's ridiculous, but I would agree that people are judgy. I'm on the receiving end of that all the time.
For how you like yours?
Yeah, because I'm medium well.
I am medium well as well. I don't want any pink in there. It grosses me out.
Well, I like... No, here's the thing.
It's no pink.
I like pink. So I order medium well in order to get medium. If you order medium, you'll get medium rare.
Uh-oh.
That is, I will fight anybody to the death over that statement. A restaurant will always undercook your order, so you have to order it one level up.
See, I always say no pink. I go medium well, no pink. No pink. And then they're pretty good about that at Applebee's.
I like a little bit of pink. I just don't like red. I don't want blood dripping out of it. I told you about that guy that I knew who would cook it 20 seconds on each side.
Sear,
that was it.
Sear, sir.
20 seconds, flip over, 20 seconds on the plate. Oh. He was eating raw meat. It just was gray on each side.
God, speaking of getting something from your meat, salmonella.
And
they
I was
say
judging
you
about
worms
him.
In your brain if you eat the meat like that. You'll get brain worms. Let's talk about dudes and what they're concerned about. This new study out of the UK found that men in their 20s care about looks 4 times more than women do. Mm-hmm. And women in their 20s care 3 times more about somebody's personality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm assuming the guys are caring about the looks of who they're pursuing, right? Because this is kind of a
weird
story.
Yes, it wasn't about
their
own looks.
Yeah. So
even though I think guys are more into their own looks.
Dude, let me tell you, every day I come home from the gym with stories about guys at the gym, and I tell Nicole about them.
Mm-hmm.
They're ridiculous how obsessed they are with themselves.
And I used to think, wow, that's really going against, you know, the common axiom or whatever. But really, if you watch all the nature shows like I watch, the male of the species is always, you know, colorful and preening and all that other stuff.
Correct.
We're part of the animal kingdom.
All day long. This guy in the gym yesterday had like a tank top on. You know, envision a tank top. But the neck of it went down to his belly button and then looped back up. And then it was just like strings holding on his shoulders. And he might as well have had no shirt on. I'm like, dude, what's the point?
He's
standing there in front of the mirror.
I can't. And granted, I'm not a muscle guy even close to it. But I don't understand
them. I don't understand it either.
I don't know. I have a friend
everyone's
of mine
looking
on social
at
media
like,
I saw you just got into a relationship with a guy who's super duper muscle dude. And I was like, why? So you can spend all day watching him take pictures of himself? Really?
Yes. We would kill for a body like that. I don't want a body like that.
I would just be halfway to that.
A
I
muscular
would be okay.
body. I'm fine.
You know, toned.
Toned is great. I just
toned
to...
is good.
I'm
standing in front of the mirror all day taking pictures of myself.
I don't want to have to turn sideways to get into an elevator, you know, like shuffle in. And then real quick, speaking of dudes, since we're on a roll here making fun of the guys, they say that they want the mullet to come back. We're all going out and getting rid of our pandemic hair right now and getting haircuts. Uh-huh. And then there's a new poll out this morning asking people about what classic hairstyle should be brought back for men. And the mullet is number one. So we're going to have all these muscle guys with mullets now, Dom. I don't want to live in this world anymore. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook is where you can find us. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. You want to feel old this morning? I have a link you might want to check out. I am a sucker for these every time they get posted. A list of 26 former child stars that you might not recognize today. A bunch of kids from Full House, some famous commercials, the kid from Jerry Maguire. I love looking at these. They look so different. They're on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.